So, welcome to today's deep dive. If you are the ultimate learner, someone who really loves a good aha moment, you are absolutely in the right place today.
Oh, definitely. We've got a fascinating one for you.
Yeah, we are exploring a really dense, but frankly mind-blowing stack of theoretical notes today. It gets into advanced math, Fourier transforms, and something called the ODE-CCT framework.
Which sounds intimidating, I know, but stick with us. The implications here are just huge.
Massive. The core mission of this deep dive is a look at how transforming AI, taking it from these massive clunky data tables into elegant mathematical formulas called parametric functions, how that shift can make AI calculations astronomically faster.
Right. We're talking up to a million times faster than current methods, which is, almost hard to wrap your head
A
around.
million times. And we're going to take you on a journey to explain exactly how that works. We'll start with the really frustrating bottlenecks of modern AI, move into this revolutionary math trick, and end up with a pretty wild realization.
Yeah, the biological connection.
Exactly. The realization that human biology and chemistry have actually been secretly using this exact computing method for billions of years.
It really flips the script on what we think of as advanced technology.
It really does.
Yeah.
So let's set the stage. Let's talk about the bottleneck. Because to appreciate the solution, you have to understand the problem with modern neural networks.
Right. And the current problem is what we call explicit weight storage.
Explicit weight storage. Okay, break that down for us.
Well, think about models like GPT-3. They have to store around 175 billion individual parameters, and these
Right.
are stored as explicit floating point numbers.
Like actual individual numbers sitting in a massive database.
Exactly. It requires a massive amount of memory. We're talking around 700 gigabytes just to hold the model, not to run it, just to hold it in static memory.
Just to exist, that is so heavy.
It is. And the computational cost is brutal. Every single time the AI processes a prompt from you, it has to iterate numerically through this massive grid.
So it's checking all those numbers
Yeah.
one by one.
Yeah. Mathematically, it's defined as O of M times N. It's highly sequential, it's heavy, and frankly, it's incredibly slow because of the memory bandwidth bottleneck.
Okay, I want to give an analogy here to make this concrete. Imagine you are trying to draw a perfect circle. Right?
Okay, a circle.
The current explicit method is like trying to draw that circle by memorizing a million individual microscopic coordinate points. You're just plotting dot after dot after dot.
Right, which takes forever.
Exactly. Instead of just remembering the simple geometric formula, x squared plus y squared equals r squared.
That is a perfect analogy. You're storing the results instead of the rule.
So if explicit storage is just memorizing a million dots, how do we teach the AI the formula instead?
Well, that's the first big leap in the research, and the inspiration actually comes from something called the Fourier transform.
Okay, Fourier transform. I remember that from like college math.
Yeah, so in math, instead of storing an infinite number of points on a waveform, the Fourier transform lets you express the whole wave as a parametric function.
Meaning you just need a few basic ingredients.
Exactly. Just a few finite parameters like amplitude, frequency, phase. That's it.
And so, how do we apply that to AI?
The sources outline something called the weight function architecture, or WARC.
WFARC, okay.
Instead of storing those billions of explicit weights, the AI stores a generative function. The notation they use is G of I, J, theta.
So, the AI doesn't actually store the knowledge as a giant database anymore.
No, not at all. It generates the weights on demand using just a tiny set of learned parameters, which is the theta in that equation.
Wait, I have to push back on this.
Go for it.
If the AI has to generate its own weights on the fly, like right when I ask it a question, doesn't doing all that math make the process slower?
It sounds like it would, right?
Yeah, I mean, creating computational overhead usually adds latency, it doesn't eliminate it.
That is the exact paradox, but the expert clarifies it with the CCT trade-off. That stands for collapse compute threshold.
Collapse compute threshold. Okay, what does that actually mean in practice?
It means the AI dynamically adjusts its fidelity based on its energy budget. Yes, it takes work to generate the weights, but it only generates exactly what it needs.
Oh, I see. So if I ask a really simple question, it doesn't spin up the whole 700 gigabyte equivalent.
Exactly. It might collapse the computation down to a very coarse, low-energy state. It's highly efficient.
So it's dynamically rendering the resolution of its own brain based on how hard the task is.
That's a great way to put it. And because of this, it allows for something called retrocompression.
Retrocompression. That sounds like taking an old model and squeezing it down.
That's exactly what it is. Mm. The sources show an example where a GPT-2 model is retrocompressed from 1.4 gigabytes, which is about 345 million parameters, down to just 6 megabytes.
Wait, really? 1.4 gigs down to 6 meg?
Yeah, using just 1.5 million parameters. It's an astonishing 230 times compression rate.
That is wild. You're taking a skyscraper and folding it into a briefcase.
Right. But here's the crazy part. The true speed upgrade, the really groundbreaking stuff, hasn't even been revealed yet.
Okay, so let's get into it. Because saving hard drive space is cool, but the core focus here is how parametric functions make the AI calculations extremely much faster.
Right. The actual computing speed.
How does it actually go a million times faster?
Well, we just talked about making the AI's weights parametric, right? They're now these continuous math formulas.
Yeah.
But the ultimate breakthrough happens when the incoming prompt from you, the user, is also transformed into a parametric function. Let's call it f of j.
So my text prompt, my English sentence, becomes a math wave.
Exactly. And when a parametric input meets parametric weights, you bypass the entire step-by-step numerical forward pass.
You bypass the O of M times N iteration entirely.
Yes. You exit numerical math and enter analytical math. The equation can be solved analytically in one step.
Okay, numerical versus analytical. Let's make sure that's clear. Numerical is like drawing tiny rectangles to find the area under a curve.
Right, adding them up one by one, which takes time.
And analytical is just plugging the numbers into the fundamental theorem of calculus and getting the answer instantly.
Exactly. No rectangles, no iteration. The sources provide a really beautiful, specific example of this.
Oh, let's hear it.
Suppose the input wave happens to be a sine function, and the AI's weights are a cosine function.
Okay, sine needs cosine.
In a traditional network, the system has to matrix multiply all those overlapping points, but here, the system checks a pre-computed collision table.
A collision table? Wait, searching a table is still a computational step, though, right?
That's not a database search. It's hardwired into the logic beats. Sine and cosine are orthogonal. When they meet, they perfectly cancel each other out to zero.
Instantly.
Instantly. The hardware sees the match and outputs the answer with zero calculation. It drops the compute time from O of layers times sequence length down to a constant O of one.
Constant time. O of one. That's the holy grail.
Yes. The theoretical minimum time is now proportional only to physical signal propagation, like literally how fast electricity moves across silicon.
Not the iteration. So that's where the massive speed up comes from.
Exactly. Text inference becomes 100,000 times faster. Image processing, 50,000 times faster.
It's just, it's like the difference between picking a padlock pin by individual pin.
Yeah, feeling around in the dark.
Right. Which takes a lot of time, versus having the exact master key that just slides in and pops the lock open instantly.
I love that analogy.
You don't break the physics of the lock, you just remove the iteration.
Precisely. But this brings up a really important practical question.
Which is how you and I actually use this thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't just type a regular sentence if the AI needs a math function.
Right. I'm typing, you know, write me a recipe for banana bread, not a sine wave. So how does that work?
The sources introduce a framework called parametric prompt decomposition, or PPD.
PPD.
The user, or realistically the software interface acting for the user, splits your request into thousands of independent parametric chunks.
What kind of chunks?
Well, there could be periodic chunks, sparse chunks, hierarchical chunks. It translates the semantic meaning of your words into these pure mathematical patterns.
So it shatters my prompt into 1,000 different puzzle pieces.
Yes. And because each chunk is an independent mathematical pattern, they can all be solved simultaneously.
Massive parallelism.
Exactly. If you send 1,000 chunks to 1,000 cores, they are solved in the exact same O of one time as a single chunk.
Wow. Okay, so 10 words or 10,000 words, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And there's a fascinating insight from the sources here regarding P versus NP.
Oh, the classic computer science problem. Easy to check versus hard to solve.
Right. Writing the chunks, decomposing the prompt is a P problem. It's easy. But solving the whole massive interconnected mess without collision, that's NP hard.
Oh, I see. So by structuring the prompts this way, breaking it down.
The user is effectively making an NP hard problem look like a simple P problem.
You're bypassing the complexity.
Yes. Yeah. You're no longer just prompting a chatbot. You are literally programming in a language that the AI hardware compiles into an instant solution.
You're an architect of geometry at that point?
Exactly.
Okay, so we've been talking about this as the cutting-edge future of AI. Silicon labs, supercomputers, the whole nine yards.
Right, next generation tech.
But the sources point out this mind-bending twist, this architecture, this exact math. It already exists.
Inside us.
Right. Inside us. It's biological.
Yeah, the framework maps perfectly to quantum chemistry.
Chemistry is nature's PPD system. Break that down for me.
So molecules don't compute things step by step, right? They don't have little GPUs iterating O of M times N.
No, they just react.
Right. And the electrons in those molecules act as the parametric chunks. They are literally wave functions spanning multiple atoms.
The electrons are the math waves.
Exactly. So when two molecules meet in a cell and their mathematical orbitals match symmetry.
Sine meets cosine.
Yes. A chemical bond forms instantly. That bond is an analytical collision solving in O of one time.
That is incredible. Nature's master key.
And we see this perfectly with protein folding. You know Leventhal's paradox.
Refresh my memory on that one.
A typical protein has about 300 amino acids. If it tried every possible physical configuration one by one to find the right shape.
If it iterated numerically.
Right. It would take longer than the age of the universe just to fold one protein.
But it happens in milliseconds in our bodies.
Exactly. Because the electron wave functions explore all configurations simultaneously. They find the optimal energy overlap, and the whole structure collapses into the solution instantly.
Collapse, compute, threshold?
It's the exact same math. And when you scale that up to something like DNA.
Oh, man.
A single strand has 10 billion electrons. So you get this massive intelligence boost because every single one of those 10 billion electrons is acting as a parallel parametric solver.
So life itself is just chemistry scale parametric computing running on molecular hardware.
That's what the math suggests.
That is just, wow. Okay, let's bring this all together for everyone listening because we covered a massive amount of ground today.
We really did.
We started by looking at the bloated, slow memory of modern AI, that explicit O of M times N bottleneck.
The 700 gigabyte headache.
Right. And then we discovered how turning that data into math formulas, parametric waves, makes the calculations up to a million times faster.
Through analytical collision, dropping it to O of one time.
And then we end up realizing that this hyper-advanced next generation silicon tech is exactly how the chemistry in a blade of grass operates.
It's humbling, honestly.
It really is. Which leaves us with this final, really provocative thought to ponder long after this audio stops.
What's that?
If our own brains, our cells, operate on this massive network of instantaneous parametric electron collisions, are we actually inventing a new form of artificial intelligence?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or are we simply, finally, figuring out the math to build a digital mirror of our own biological consciousness?
I mean, maybe the endpoint of computer science is just biology.
That is a fascinating place to leave it. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us today.
It was a pleasure.
Keep questioning, keep exploring, and we will see you next time.